This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Sticking with the healthcare theme here for a minute, a deal between the state of Indiana and the federal government to expand Medicaid offers a telling glimpse into how flexible the Obama administration is prepared to be to get more people on the healthcare insurance rolls. The agreement reached this week, which could wind up as a model for other states, says those eligible are going to have to pay a monthly premium of at least a dollar. Doesn't sound like much, I know, but that dollar is a big deal for people philosophically opposed to Medicaid expansion at all. It's also a big deal to people whose incomes are staggeringly low. So from a health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has more now on the value of a healthcare dollar.
At corner stores, a dollar can buy a pack of gum, an apple, definitely a candy bar. Starting as soon as next month, it can buy some residents in Indiana the best public health coverage under the state's new Medicaid program,
including dental and vision, and they will not have much in the way of co-payments.
Joan Alker is with the Center for Children and Families at Georgetown. If the very poorest people in the state, people earning just a few hundred dollars a month, can't come up with a buck every 4 weeks, they'll still get covered under Medicaid. It'll just probably be more expensive, higher out-of-pocket costs, no vision, no dental.
You know, when somebody's giving you something that's free, you don't necessarily value it, but when you pay for it, you know, it builds a sense of ownership and pride and empowerment.
Seema Verma designed the new plan for the state. Serious policy people believe the recent slowdown in health spending has to do in part with the fact that consumers are spending more of their own money. That's the goal in Indiana. Personal accountability coupled with incentives to control costs, that's bread and butter for red state governors, says health economist Len Nichols.
There are people who wake up in the morning who feel very differently about a subsidy program that has the recipients pay something as opposed to paying nothing.
Nichols could see Republicans rally around something like this if putting skin in the game saves money. The trouble, says Leonardo Coelho with the National Health Law Program, is that poor people don't have much to give.
It's very hard for many people to understand what $1 can mean to somebody who is low income.
Studies show copays and premiums block people from getting care, including the cheapest kind, preventative. Coelho says if that dollar keeps people out of the doctor's office, that'll only hurt them and cost the state more money down the road. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.